This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. Hi, Doug Steffen here, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, on today's DJV program. You know, I talk about my daughter. We have these great conversations, especially since FaceTime has become a part of our lives. So we were talking over the weekend about the fact that the Massachusetts primary is this week, and there are primaries here and there, but the primary to see who would be running in the general election in November. For example, the
spoiler alert.
Senate race.
How do you have a primary after the convention's already happened?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the convention. It has to with people running for contested, in this case,
Got
the
it.
Senate race is being contested because Ed Markey, who's been there he was in Congress. He made a career out of being a politician. Started when he was old enough to be a congressman and ran and was a congressman in my district for, 34 years or something. And then he became the senator when Kennedy died. And so here he is, been at it for years and years and years. Megan has this horse laugh, so she was hilarious. I said I was voting for Joe Kennedy because he's young and he's vibrant and he's a little too progressive for me, but that's okay. He's better than that old fossil Ed Markey. So Megan looked at me and said, How old is Markey? And I said, without skipping a beat, he's my age. So then Megan went into gales of laughter with me referring to Markey as an old geezer or an old fossil, and I never would allow myself to be called that because I do think it's, I don't know that I think I look old and act old, sound old. He looks all of his 73 years. He's just, and he's trying to look young. So one of the ads for Markey shows him in a workout outfit running down the street with his,
When you say workout outfit,
I'm picturing 80s.
Like jazzercise. Like,
right.
Yeah. With these stupid-looking Nike shoes. I mean, he looks ridiculous. You see some of these. The people will do anything to hold on to power, I guess, and influence. So, Jennifer, the general election season, though seemingly in full swing after last week's Republican convention, what do the stages look like? It looks like Trump got a bump. I didn't think about that.
The Trump bump. Yeah, I don't know if we've seen too many polls after the convention is over. Certainly, I think the story was that other than some likability numbers moving a little bit, every candidate has the negatives, like so many people disapprove, blah, blah, blah. So Biden's came down a bit after the convention, but he didn't really get a bump in the polls. In fact, he started dropping in the polls after the DNC. And we'll see what the polls look like this week as the Republicans will, as they'll be judged on what their convention was like. What I think Democrats really misjudged is how really largely unpopular these riots are in major cities. This past weekend alone, we saw two officers shot in Chicago, two police officers shot in St. Louis, Trump supporter shot in Portland, a Trump supporter shot at actually in Woodland Hills, California. So there are a lot of stories
that
are out there.
The mayor in Portland said to Trump, either support us or get out of the way. I don't know what's he looking for.
The problem is, by supporting him, you're really supporting inactivity because Portland has had, I think we're up to 90 days in a row of violence in their city every single night. There hasn't been a break. And so what I think the misstep is here, and I think you don't even have to rely on me, just watch the actions of the Biden campaign, is that now all of a sudden Biden's coming out of the basement after he said he was not going to travel. Now he's going to start traveling because he sees his numbers in swing states dipping. So he's going to be traveling to some swing states in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. So there's that element. You also, over the weekend, saw Joe Biden actually denounce the violence, which was not even mentioned one time at the Democrats convention. So there's a shift of narrative coming out, and I think that's where they misplayed. Now, is it too late to fix it? You still have time before the election. I mean, maybe there is an opportunity to fix that, but certainly that was one of the things that I think people felt was at least overlooked when they were watching the DNC and listening to Joe Biden.
So then there is all of this. We're putting sort of a number of different things together here. The Wisconsin Senate looking into the governor's proposed police reform package, all of this stuff with Kenosha. There are a lot of protesting. The stuff in how much of what's going on now is just related to Kenosha, or is it that just the latest in the series of offenses?
It just doesn't seem to be a break.
No,
it's like there's one, but it's, you know, for people who are protesting and people who are supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, it's just like it's one story after another, and it just keeps the cycle going.
I just saw Enough is Enough as a headline because the young people are trying to find, young blacks are trying to find new leaders. They don't think that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and others like that have spoken to their needs, and I think that's probably fairly accurate, don't you? Those two guys are,
mm-hmm.
especially Al Sharpton, what a gas bag he is. But the old timers, even, who is this, the congressman, I'm sorry, I forget his name, who just died a month or so ago, a lot of people.
John Lewis.
Lewis, yeah. In his time, he was certainly a giant, and many people thought he was as he got older, but he didn't speak to, as is often the case, the younger groups coming along. I mean, even in California now, there's a young group of people advocating for the state to pay reparations is it families
of
slaves?
California wasn't even a slave state. I mean, this is what I don't understand, and this is the push
my God.
This is the push for action that becomes an overreaction. And so, you know, I think people are just tired of it. There are businesses who are leaving the state and boarding up. There are people who are not working. And you have the government in California, when our economy is really suffering, trying to figure out ways to give reparations to people. I mean, come on. It just doesn't
make any sense.
Well,
it just speaks to the disconnect between reality and what goes on in California and makes it a much less desirable place to be. But I do think it's interesting that there is a move afoot. Young blacks are thinking about how. So I guess I'm wondering who they would turn to. Do they turn to AOC? Who is it that's around? Who's on the scene that would be considered a young black? You know, the people that are some of the folks on TV, or maybe young right of center leaders of tomorrow, today. But who's around that would be a black?
They shouldn't have to turn to just a black person. We should be having the conversation.
Right.
We should be having the conversation across the board. But the problem is that the people who you see on television, and this is not the people who are out there that are protesting peacefully, but the people who have co-opted this movement, taken it over, and are killing not only people within their own camp, but now people who are counter-protesting because everybody's ticked off about something. These are the people who are not going to speak to anybody because they don't think that government is a problem. They don't think government is a solution. They don't think that government can do anything.
Government isn't a solution. Government creates problems. This is something people have to figure out on their own, in their own life, in their own family. What's important to you? Forget about the damn government. What's important to you? What's important to your family? What makes your wheel turn? Not the big picture, the small picture. You understanding who you are and what you want. What makes you comfortable? What makes you happy? Forget the damn news media. My God, turn the God-blessed television off. And in a moment, I want to talk about some of the new books that are coming out this year. This is the book season. Let's talk about that in a moment after these words.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so ladies, you're readers, right? Victoria, what's the last good book you read?
I'm reading a good one right now about skincare.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's for your that'll help you with your podcast too, right?
Yeah.
What's the name of your podcast?
Beauty Pop.
Beauty Pop.
Yep.
I almost
beauty
called it
pop
Beauty
culture.
Poo, but it's Beauty Pop. Okay.
Okay.
Ew.
All right. All right, Jennifer, you're a reader. Yes. Well, when I guess we all wonder when we all can have time. But what are you reading, Jennifer?
The book sitting on my coffee table right now is actually, I bought it for vacation and I didn't get through it. But James Patterson, it's The President Is Missing, I think, is that one?
Oh, is that the one that he wrote with Clinton?
Uh huh.
Yeah,
good.
That's cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. There's a tell-all book from Mariah Carey. How many people would be interested in seeing that? It's coming out this
apparently
month.
Apparently Eminem's sweating, but I don't know. That's what I've heard, that there's some dirt in there on Eminem. But
what would be the dirt?
I don't know. I haven't read it. They had a relationship, and there was some, yeah, apparently he's been very nervous about that book coming out. So.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, Mariah Carey fans are always going to read anything she does.
Yeah. There are a number of books on espionage. The Cold War is doing well. You know, that typical every year, and this year it was different because the books that were supposed to come out in the spring and the summer were pushed back for obvious reasons. So this is a very crowded, it's like the movies. This is a very crowded publishing season, and one wonders, I guess I'm surprised at the number of people who still do read. It's encouraging, actually, when you see the number of books, whether it's the books on... Do you still have that Kindle I gave you, Jennifer? I remember I gave you a couple.
I do have the Kindle. I don't use it very often. Yeah, I don't use
it.
I think it does. I haven't turned it on in a while because what I've done is downloaded the app to my iPad, but you're the reason I have a Kindle to begin with, so...
Yeah. I just wonder about some of the preferences that people have, because we haven't had a lot of traveling this summer, you're right. But, well, people haven't gone as far. Maybe they're still reading. Summer vacation books often do very, very well because people love to buy them and sit on the beach or at the pool and read, which is a good thing. Shut the TV off, listen to the radio, and read a good book. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Music time on the DJV program, 23 and change after the hour. Keith Urban here singing an ode to a free spirit. New song you're listening to is called Tumbleweed. This came out last week. It's his latest release from the forthcoming album, The Speed of Now, Part 1, which is due out the 18th of September. Urban has already released a handful of songs from The Speed of Now, Part 1, including Polaroid, Change Your Mind, and Superman. Not the Polaroid. What was the song that Simon and Garfunkel did?
Kodachrome,
thank you.
That's right.
Right. Not Polaroid. The 15-track project, follow-up to his release, Graffiti U, a couple of years ago, just before the album is set to drop. Urban taking the reins as a first-time host of the Academy of Country Music Awards. They were supposed to be mid-April, but now the 16th of September is the night. The event now takes place in Nashville. Remember, we were talking about this, performances all over town at the Opry, at the Ryman, and the Bluebird Cafe. So that's the latest from Keith Urban here on the DJV program. Music in the focus every hour during this portion of the hour. Brett Eldridge releasing the music video for Sunday Drive, the title track of his latest album. The video focuses on the unrelenting passage of time, with the child assuming the role of the parent to his parents and helping them relive old memories. This is written by Barry Dean, Don Mescal, and Steve Robson. Sunday Drive first crossed Eldridge's path when he was an intern at Universal Music Publishing, uploading songwriters' demo CDs to a computer database. Isn't that interesting how that all comes about? He squirreled away a copy of the song with the hope of cutting it when his own career got off the ground. Good for him. He said, I heard the song, it stopped me right there, and in that dungeon of a room in the bottom of that building, I held on to it. I had the MP3, I hoped and prayed no one would record it. I didn't even have a recording contract or a publishing deal at that time. In a statement going with the video, Eldridge says he wants Sunday Drive to be a reminder to everybody to make every moment count. Yes. If I could risk or ask anything, just let it take you back to that place. Don't be afraid. Ride off into that Sunday Drive with your hand out the window and feel the air and the life in your veins. It's not here forever, but it's here and now. Wow, what a prolific, intelligent way.
hey, he was smart enough to steal from the mailroom, right?
Yeah, so. Right. You know what I mean? The idea. This is a very, this is something in your mind you can just imagine. As I'm sitting here reading and telling the story, I can imagine myself with the window down, my hand out the window, feeling the air. And the time this summer, because of maybe COVID, just has flown by. Just seems that time has just gone so fast. So, good for him. That's good. I'm happy about that. Sunday Drive from Brett Eldridge. Okay, next up, a good pop group from the 80s, Tears for Fears, shared their previously unreleased Rhythm of Life, first offering from their upcoming Seeds of Love box set, demo recorded by Roland Orzabal, who's the frontman, and the keyboardist Nicky Holland in 86. The track didn't make it onto the album that they released in 89. Instead, Orzabal gave it to singer Olita Adams, who sings on the opening track, Women in Chains, for her 1990 album, Circle of One, which he produced. Seeds of Love is the third album, took 4 years to make. Five-disc box set comes out October 9th, has four CDs and one Blu-ray disc. Rhythm of Life, one of the 22 previously unreleased tracks. I don't know, there's some about Tears for Fears and the one big hit. Can you come up with another
Seeds
song?
Seeds of Love, the big one?
Huh?
Seeds of
Shout?
No, Shout.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know the others, but I think they have a great sound together, frankly, myself. So, that's the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's raised its death toll from Hurricane Laura as the State Department of Health says two more deaths were attributed to last week's storm, bringing the total in the state to 14. One of them was a 57-year-old man who died from a head injury after falling off her roof. The other died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages because of the storm still total over 360,000, affecting many more people than that.
And that doesn't mean there are 368,000 people without power. There are more than that. That means there's 368,000 service locations without power.
One of two St. Louis police officers shot on Saturday's died. He was shot in the head Saturday while responding to a shooting, the other officer sustaining a non-life-threatening injury. A suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
The pandemic has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classrooms. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. USA's John Hunt reports.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Beef for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A moody teen has brief bursts of teen angst, usually focused only towards mom and dad or other authority figures. But a depressed teen, says Dr. Paul Corkin, has mood changes that are consistent across environments.
Any disruption in sleep is important to think about. Changes in how they eat, be it more or less weight changes. Tearfulness, a focus on just kind of negative, hopeless themes.
These may be signs that your teen needs to be evaluated for depression.
Start with a primary care provider, a family practice doctor, pediatrician, or a mental health provider.
Dr. Corkin says for mild cases, sometimes lifestyle changes like strict sleeping schedules, eating a healthy diet, and regular exercise may help.
For moderate or severe symptoms, teenagers will benefit from things like psychotherapy or the judicious use of medications.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, if your air conditioner broke right now, could you afford a $5,000 repair bill? If your water heater went out, can you afford an extra $1,500 right now to fix it? Even if you could, why spend that much money when you can get warranty coverage to protect everything inside your home? Heating systems, plumbing, electrical systems, water heaters, even things like ductwork, washing machines, garbage disposals, refrigerators, garage door openers, ovens, and more. You don't need a repair service. You need Select Home Warranty, the best way to shield your wallet from unexpected costs of repairing or replacing home appliances. When you call right now and mention the discount code RADIO, we'll give you 2 free months of service and an extra $100 savings. Call right now.
800-413-8675. 800-413-8675. That's 800-413-8675.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Dating the real world. This is it. All things to be considered here. But wait a minute. Let's do this. What do you think? An idea for a show. All things considered. Anybody want to try that?
That's a great idea. Totally.
How about
never
that?
Been done before.
Let's do. That's very compelling, right? The DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and you here. Conducting our own daily overview. Somebody said to me, a consultant wanted to know, ladies, who was our target audience? And this person, much
to tell him the world?
I just said, everybody who's got an ear or two.
We'll take one, though. We're not picky. We'll take just one ear.
Yep, we'll take one ear and part of your brain. Well, actually, when you pay attention to this program, it's hard to ignore. It is. It's hard to ignore Victoria, hard to ignore Jennifer, and certainly I've been made a career out of making myself heard and not wanting to be ignored, so let's get to it. Some good news, Victoria. Yes, more. We got a lot of good news today.
Well, I think that don't we have to kind of focus and make that, I don't know, for me personally, I just feel like I want to intentionally bring some good news. Because we've had, all of 2020 has just been
awful,
flaming hot turd. So, like, let's have some good news.
Oh, you said the T word and Doug almost.
I'm drinking a little bit of my, my tea
now
here.
I'm doing it. Your booze?
No, it's my Get the, what is it? Get the life tea or whatever that tea is.
Life change tea?
Life change tea, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting
which
curd.
Also creates the flaming hot.
Turd. Turd wasn't the way I was going to work my way into this half hour. But anyway, go ahead, Victoria. You have the stage.
So
all of our ears.
One of the first things that got shut down in terms of travel were cruises. And cruises in general, you know, you often hear, pandemic aside, you often hear a lot of issues with cruises and people getting sick and things like that. And the whole boat is, it has to get docked and, you know, sanitized or whatever. So cruising has already had enough stacked against it, and then the pandemic hit. But the good news is, according to the cruise industry, Cruise Lines International Association, CLIA, says that they are on target for potentially a record year in 2021. Meaning, if you want to have a cruise next year, you better book right now. They said availability already is extremely limited. They're talking about cabins on both small and large river and ocean liners. So they said it's filling up so much faster than they thought it would, and the prices are really, really good. I've seen prices from, I think it was Royal Caribbean maybe, or Carnival, leaving out of Galveston, Texas, going down to Mexico for like $29 a night. And that's inclusive.
That's with food, too.
Yeah, that's with food. That is just nutso. So if you are looking to, or if you're thinking about a cruise for next year, you know, heed the warnings, because you're going to end up maybe finding that you've been locked out because the availability is just so, so tight. And so they said return bookings for this year. Originally, they thought that, you know, it was going to be a lot slower to recover. But they actually are saying that they're finding now that when they're looking at the overall bookings, it's fully refundable deposits are only a small number of people are asking for fully refundable deposits rather than the full trip cost. So, like, if you pay up front and it's a non-refundable ticket, you're going to get an even better deal. And they're finding that more and more people are taking that risk, and they're not looking for a refundable ticket. They're actually just committing. So that's good news for the cruise industry and good news for Jen's stock in Carnival, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Let's hear it for stock.
She's our own Warren Buffett.
I am.
I thought it was interesting to see a stat here, thinking about how COVID has changed our lives in so many different ways, whether it has changed it. In your experience, both of you, has it changed the way families, your family, has lived? Have you become closer in terms of your family, or have you become more distant physically, not living? You and your folks, you see your folks, Victoria, once a week, don't you, at least? You go buy groceries for your mother?
Well, I have groceries sent. Yeah, I have groceries sent, so I use Instacart. We saw my parents last week, but, you know, the truth is, we've been so busy, and my husband works from home, and he's been busier working from home than he was in the office. So if you cut out the 3 hours a day that he was commuting, that's actually gone right into just more work. So midweek, we were kind of thinking maybe it would be easy to go and visit my parents or have dinner outside with them, and it just hasn't really happened because we're kind of too busy. But we're still talking on the phone and, you know, and all that, and we're lucky that we get to see our friends out at the beach, and so we do socially distanced things like that. So life hasn't really changed that much for us. Mm-hmm. We're saving a lot of money because we're not going out to restaurants. We're doing some takeout here and there, but I've realized that we're definitely saving money, which I understand a complete luxury, because I have a lot of friends who have no job at all, so I don't say that in any insensitive way, because, you know, I have friends who are really struggling right now, so... But we have been very fortunate, and we're very grateful.
And Jennifer, in terms, you've always been close to your parents. I think you work every day with your father in the office. Your mother comes into the office to work, and you certainly spend a lot of time with her. How much of that has changed, given that you've had COVID, they've had COVID, and
I mean, I hate to say it's a blessing, because I did not want my parents to get this, but the nice thing is that instead of us having to you know, be all apart and sick and by ourselves, we were actually able to spend more time together. So I would say we actually were able to convalesce together and help take care of each other as much as possible. I mean, the first week that we were all sick, everybody was kind of alone, but then we were able to come together and be together, and that was really nice and helpful, I think, because mentally you start to go a little nuts when you're by yourself all the time.
Yeah.
And as far as my extended family, I was uninvited from my aunt's birthday party this weekend, so we had to do some social distance stuff. They were afraid, but I did get to see my cousin Sharon, who's living in North Carolina now, and she was here for an entire month, and because of COVID, I wasn't able to see her, but once we got the negative test, then I was. And so, you know, it just depends on how people feel and where they are, and that's all right. I mean, you kind of have to respect that.
Interesting how in Europe things have changed. For 2 in 5 Europeans in their late 20s, the four walls of their parents' home is their reality. 39% of young adults in Europe, the 28 countries that are part of the European Union, live with one or more of their parents.
That happens here, too, the millennials.
You think it's 40%, though?
I don't know what it is, but I do know a lot of millennials who, you know, are still living at home in their 20s.
Well, has this... nobody's talking about recession as to whether or not the economy... The politicians want to talk about it because they don't want to have it influence the election. But certainly there are businesses that are in recession or depression. I remember we referred to the 2009 situation as a recession. I didn't. It was a depression. It basically wiped out my business. And so, you know, you look at... if I'd had parents who were alive, I probably would have moved in with them. But if it's all about saving money, and, you know, you wonder about that. But I just thought, you don't think it's a big deal. I thought looking at these numbers from...
That's certainly high, yeah.
When you go to Greece and Croatia and places like that, 70% of young adults live at home.
Wow.
That's a huge, huge number. Speaking of living at home, what do we know about the... now that the storm is pretty much gone... I was looking at Cameron, Louisiana, which was nearly obliterated by the hurricane. Some of these coastal communities that took the brunt of the storm, wow, along Galveston and those areas, starting in Galveston and heading east up the coast and over into Louisiana. You look at those pictures, some of the video from there, and I wonder whether that's not something that makes us all so scared when you get right down to it. You know, thinking about these storms have been going on forever. The planet is a stormy planet. So when you see these things, is it more likely to contribute to our fear-based thinking? Because we're just all getting so full of fear about the weather.
Well, this year's supposed to be, you know, I think the reason we have fear as human beings is a good thing. It's part of our instinct. So yes. I know you like, you know, you like to poo-poo, you and your girlfriend Marianne Williamson love to, you know, poo-poo anybody who has a fear-based thinking. I think it's also wise to be afraid of certain things.
I'm not disputing that. Yeah, I wouldn't dispute that. Yeah.
So in the case of this storm, Hurricane Laura was no joke. And a lot of people were completely just decimated by it. So... we've got a lot of storms heading our way throughout the fall. This is
just
on track.
Yes, it's supposed to be a difficult. Yeah, right. It is supposed to be a difficult season.
No part of 2020, flaming hot turd.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I think it is. This is not a great year.
Right. Where did that expression come from? I don't know that. I never heard it. Is that from some zombie movie?
I have no idea. I think it probably has something to do with, you know, when you leave, like, a bag of poop on fire in front of someone's house on Halloween.
Really? But it has to be dried poop. Otherwise, fresh poop will not burn. Okay. You knew that, right?
I think it's the bag that burns, and then someone has to step on it.
No, dried poop.
You know?
Dried poop, cow poop, when it's dried, makes for good
but it's,
fuel.
It's the bag. It's the bag that burns.
Well, not if it's a plastic bag.
No, it's a paper bag.
Paper bag. Is that the rule? You have to put the poop in a paper bag? It can't be
a plastic. So it burns, and then the person comes out on, you whippersnappers, and they stomp on the thing, and they have a boot full of poop.
Really?
Really? You, like, never heard of this?
Haven't you watched a movie? I mean...
I know, right?
That's like every Halloween movie is, like...
I've never seen those things scare the bewillickers out of me.
Scary ones. I'm talking about, like, the Disney ones.
What? Disney... What are you talking about? Disney poop movies? Yeah, Disney Halloween movies. Huh?
Forget it. Never mind.
Okay. There's a protest going on here in Massachusetts that I want to talk about because I think it has national ramifications. Here's a question for you before we get to that. Is a 4-year college degree better than learning a skill or a trade? We had that conversation. It was very provocative. I think, very informative. If you'd like to listen to that, it's our clip of the day presently at the DJVshow.com website. So, and you can also, I don't know that we, it's not posted at Facebook, but it's on DJV. Well, you can listen to the whole show every day, all day. We have it, you can listen to, if you've got nothing better in your life, just listen to us roll on all day, every day. But the clip of the day kind of sets the tone for a lot of our discussion. If you want to, if you're new to the program, want to sort of get a feel, you can spend a few minutes listening to a number of clips of the day, because we have them every day at DJVshow.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. At 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's a protest in Massachusetts against the mandated flu vaccine. I think I told you a week or two ago that as a forward-thinking state, which Massachusetts thinks and claims that it is, it has mandated the State Department of Education says if you don't have a flu shot, you can't go to school. And people are bullcrap. The turds, talking about the turds coming out here, Victoria. People just don't, there are a lot of people who don't want to get the flu vaccine. They don't want to get, they sort of, I categorize it differently. The vaccine, some of them, and flu vaccine are different, but this looks like it's going to have some legs. People are just not sending their kids to school, and that's a decision they're making. This is a difficult time for people, I think. All right, where are we? 10 before the hour. This is the DJV show.
Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
For the first time to debut on the DJB program is a young broadcaster from New Jersey. He's decided that he wants to get into the broadcasting game, and so he's come up with a very creative way of getting your attention, and that is to talk about things around your home. Can you imagine? What a concept. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Tom Kreitler.
Oh, Mr. Steppen, thank you so much for giving me my break.
I'm happy to do that. I always want to help my friends, my would-be friends, my current friends, all of that stuff. Yeah. Tom Kreitler from the
after
Money.
After I do this for 20 years, I could be your friend, right?
Yes, yes. Well, you have been my friend for 20 years. So, but it came about, we got to be friends because I met you. I think
that's right.
At the time, didn't we both have the same consultant?
We did.
Neither of us have at the moment, I think. Is that safe?
Well, no, we're still.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're still
friends.
Well, I'm still
friends. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Right. All right. So let's see here what we have to do. I say see. I don't like to use that on the radio because unless you got something going on, there's a Facebook camera and you're broadcasting on Facebook. This is all your ears. Tanya is putting a butcher block in for the bar top and countertops in her kitchen.
Yeah.
What do you recommend as a sealer? Interesting question.
I'd actually use two separate sealers. So, you know, for a countertop, you have to be careful, Tanya, because you can have bacteria that soak into that wood. It's very absorbent. So what I would do is I would use a mineral oil on that top, and you have to do it like once a day for the first week that you're using the top, and then once a week for the next month, and then once a month for basically the life of the top. Because if you don't keep it properly sealed, you'll get bacteria, meat juices, and that sort of thing that can soak in. You can develop E. coli, actually, in your butcher block top. So you need to do that. As far as the bar top, I would recommend that you use a two-part epoxy finish. You know, you can get these clear epoxy finishes. You mix them up in two parts. You pour them on the top surface. And they dry rock hard. They're easy to clean. There's a little trick to it, though, because when you put it on wood, you'll get air bubbles. So what you do is you put a seal coat on first. You put a very thin coat on first. You let it bubble up. You can use a hair dryer or a torch to wave it over the surface of the epoxy, and that will pop the bubbles. But doing that first coat is really smart because it kind of seals in most of the air. And if you do get bubbles, you can sand it down again. And then when you put your second coat on, it'll be just as clear and beautiful, and you won't get hardly any bubbles at all. And that's a really durable surface for a bar top.
Okay, good. It doesn't get cut with a knife or anything you're using.
Well, usually you're not chopping on a bar top, but yeah, it would be. You can't chop on it, Doug, but but you can, you know, slide your drinks on it, put your bottles on it, you know,
all right,
spill things.
If you were preparing something like cutting up some cheese or something,
yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. No.
No. Okay. All right. Now we have found ourselves here focused on the ultimate NASCAR fan experience. The Money Pit has this big deal. We've been talking about it a couple of weeks. I believe today is the last day that you can sign up for the Money Pit sweepstakes, at least this one, right?
Yeah, that's right. We call it the Rev Your Engine sweepstakes, and we're working with the team at the NASCAR Racing Experience. These guys are set up at over a dozen tracks around the country, so you go to your nearest track. If you win, you get to sit behind the wheel and drive a real NASCAR race car that will walk you through every step of the way around the track at 100 plus miles
an hour. Here's what the horn sounds like on those new race cars.
That's all right. But no, it's a really fun thing to do. So if you'd like a shot at it, we're giving away over $3,400 in these racing experience packages. So go to moneypit.com today, last day, moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Uh-huh. All right, let's get that done. Our latest episode of your podcast is a focus on the doing the garage floor over. Do you have a picture posted of your garage floor on your website?
I have an article about garage floors makeovers, and I have a video, a time-lapse video, when we did ours. But, you know, I think it's a good project for fall because we're all sort of going through the seasonal change where we're shifting the stuff that we're storage.
Imagine we're talking about fall already, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, we're going into fall, right? It's going to be this season.
This month.
So it's a time to start planning these projects.
Yep. All right, Mike, listener to this program in Texas, likes Tommy the K as well, got a problem with smoke detectors. He says they're 10 years old. They still work when I push the button, the test button, but do they need to be upgraded? Yes, they need to be taken down and thrown away.
Absolutely.
And don't put new ones up.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the new detectors today, Doug, they have 10-year batteries, and they're designed to be disposable. Plus, they have new technology where they will detect two different types of fires, the smoky kind and the flaming kind. So definitely time to replace the detectors, Mike.
I burned some stuff in the kitchen, and the whole house went bananas. I just, you know, pull the plug on them. They shouldn't be that sensitive. Just because you burn something in a pot and then
they have
on the stove
system. The kitchen was a reset button.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, learn to cook.